The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. Buy me a boat.
That's right.
Yep.
I tell you what. What is going on? I see Jake in the house today.
I am. Did Santa bring you a boat this year?
No boat. My boat, no. I still have a boat, so, you know, it's still in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, you know, I'm going out on a boat on the first. That's kind of my New Year's thing.
Nice.
We'll talk a little bit about New Year's stuff and maybe get some ideas from our listeners and stuff, what they do on the first. But we take the boat out.
Yeah.
Because I always heard that if whatever you're doing on New Year's Day, that's what you're going to be doing the rest of the year, having fun, right?
Oh,
so I try not. I'm not going to wake up with a hangover, right? A lot of people are.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are. So, you know, I'm going out on a boat.
Nice.
So the weather looks pretty good. I already looked at it, so we're going to do that. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. I'm Stephen Schmidt. I am the Marine Instructor over at Georgetown Technical College here in Pensacola. Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487 is their phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is our website. They are closed right now until the 2nd. They reopen on the 2nd, so they're on their little vacation time.
Cool.
But you can still check out their website and things like that. If you missed their 20% off, I'm sorry about that. That ended on the 20th.
Mm.
So, you know, I hope everybody took advantage of that and told them that Boat Smart sent you over there, that kind of stuff. And I am out of school until the 7th of January.
Yeah.
On break. I go back on the 7th. Students come back on the 7th. We have, I'm starting, let me count my students, 5 full-time students and 1 part-time student on the 7th.
Wow.
So I had a student call me, a potential student. You'll like this story. He called me up and he says to me, "Hey, Mr. Schmidt, I'm such and such. I was on your waiting list for a long period of time, if you're still running a waiting list. And they called me, said that you were ready to get me in your class, and I missed the phone call, so they went to the next person." They do that, right?
Right.
And he goes, "But the next person, the person that they got, happens to be a good friend of mine, and we wanted to come to class together." So I said, "You know, I just don't think it works out really when good friends come to class." And it seems to be the case. A lot of times you get friends come in there and then they want to do the friend, you know, the hanging out kind of stuff and not learning kind of stuff.
Right.
So I said, "I'm not really big on friends, you know, coming to class like that." He said, "Well, we're trying to start a business and this stuff like that." I said, "Yeah, no, I just don't, you know, I'm not sure."
Yeah.
He says, "Well, you know, I really don't know him that well. Matter of fact, I've never met him." I said, "Call the office and tell him to put you in my class." So we're putting him in.
What?
I know, but come on, you know.
So because of his, I don't know, ingenuity of trying to get into the class,
right,
you went ahead and just said, all right, come on in.
After a little conversation, I felt like he's very, really serious about it.
Yeah, he's serious enough to fib
a little bit.
Yeah, he really wants to be in that class.
He wants to be in the class, you know, and he's willing to dump his friend for it, so that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, but really the seriousness of that is a lot of times you'll get, and I always, and this year was really different for us because I had a lot of people coming in that were friends, you know, from high school and stuff. And my age group is in the 20s now, right?
Right.
Really different kind of students, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what happens when they come in, the students that are friends think they're still in high school and they kind of do that high school friendship kind of thing, which really just kind of messes things up a little bit. You
right.
know? I don't tolerate it. I try to fix it, you know, and then I'll try to, I do the school stuff. I separate them. I move the classroom around and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then they're throwing stuff at each other. So I don't know what to do, you know, so trying to work it out, you know.
You can take the kid out of school.
Can't
take the school out of the kid.
You know, you're trying to grow kids up and help them, you know, and to mature and things like that. And a lot of times you have, it's an adult class. So, you have to come out of high school, which a lot of my students are fresh out of high school, and then move them up. you know, help them with that, you know, out of high school transition. And I don't know, I try to remember when I came out of high school, but I was working when I was in high school.
Right.
You know, so I already had that, you know, adult life going on, I guess, you know, and already having to take care of myself, you know, in my high school years.
Right.
So I had that. So I have to be, you know, I have to try to figure all that out with my students.
I think a lot less, you know, the percentages have gone way down in this generation that we're dealing with now in terms of how many come out of high school prepared to, you know, get on with life and be serious and be an adult.
Right.
You know,
it's a difficult, and I've been hearing, on, you know, you hear on the news and stuff, the people from 2020 and all that with all the lockdowns and all, how different they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually starting to see it a little bit.
It's a little weird.
It is a little weird, and I try to work with that stuff. So, you know, if you got any tips for me, let me know. You know, I'm working at it. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can also call me if you have a question about your boat, those kind of things. I'm more than happy to answer those questions. Maybe you're interested in a class or my class over at Georgetown Technical College. I'm more than happy to help you with that as well. So give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. We got one now? Or?
Yeah, somebody wants to know, based on your experience and knowledge, what are your top, do you have like a top three of engines like your that you deem the best in terms of like maintenance requirements, dependability, longevity? They're wanting to know cost as well. And they also said, elaborate if you can, this is a loaded question, elaborate on 2 versus 4 stroke, horsepower ranges, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, 2 strokes going away.
Okay.
I mean, we're not seeing that much anymore.
Okay.
So, you know, you may see some older stuff. And I generally in the 2005, 6 range, 2 strokes are non-existent anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They start going away.
Okay.
Everything's 4 stroke now. You move north or something, you'll see a lot of older 2 strokes. So you have to deal with those. You know, I love 2 strokes. 2 strokes are always, you know, that the old school guys and gals like the 2 strokes, you know, and we just like them. But 4 strokes here to stay, and that's what's happening. And so that, you know, the 4 strokes, and they're more reliable, they're quieter, they're more fuel efficient. So 4 stroke is the best product, you know, as far as that between 2-stroke and 4-stroke.
Right.
So now you ask me the top three.
Top three.
And actually the school has the top three.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, we have Yamaha, we have Mercury, and now we have Suzuki there. And I would line them up. And again, you know, I always go back. I never want to badmouth a product because they all have their little, you know,
niche
issues and things like that, and their markets and stuff like that. And we happen to be a Yamaha market over here more than Mercury, but Mercury's like second in the market, you know, as far as what's going on here in our area and the saltwater applications and things like that. Depending on where you live, you may go to Jacksonville and you see more Mercuries over there than you do Yamahas and back and forth. Then you have Suzuki that came on a little, you know, that is like third in the market as well in our area also. So, you know, if I'm looking at it as a education type thing, I'm happy to have them all because students are well-rounded when they're working with all the products and stuff like that we have. You know, I have a Yamaha on my boat, and I had an opportunity to put a Suzuki on my boat, but I wouldn't do it at the time because I'm not familiar with Suzuki. I'm more familiar with Yamaha, and I just couldn't see putting a Yamaha boat when Mercury and Yamaha were our major sponsors, you know. So
right.
I was tossing back and forth, but I do have a Yamaha product. So, you know, it all goes back to maintenance. You know,
right.
It's like Ford and Chevy. You know, I'm a Chevrolet guy. I like Chevrolet. It's what I've mostly driven. I've driven some Dodges and some Fords and stuff in my lifetime, but I always go back to the Chevrolet.
Right.
You know, but I always maintain them properly too. You know, so that's kind of the bottom line, I think.
Okay. Speaking of Yamaha.
Okay.
Do you have any information, somebody wants to know, on the class action lawsuit about the midsection corrosion on the F-225?
You know, I have no information on that. I will reach out to a couple people and ask about that. And, you know, when you see those things come out on the motors, everybody has their problems. Okay, Mercury, Suzuki, Yamaha—they all have different problems. I don't know about a lawsuit or anything about that.
Right.
I do know if it's under warranty, they will take care of that kind of stuff. They normally do. If you're out of warranty, you know, it's questionable at that time if they will or won't. So you have to get with Yamaha or Mercury or whoever your product, you know, is, that the people there, representatives from those companies, and ask them to help you out. Now, talking about maintenance, right? Go back to that, because also when you do have a problem, let's say you're coming out of warranty and you have any kind of issue, they're going to ask you for your maintenance records if you're out of warranty.
Right.
Because if you're not doing the proper maintenance, guess what?
They're not going to cover
it. They might not cover it. So it just depends. I would reach out if you have an – I don't know if this person has an issue with that or not, but I would probably reach out to Yamaha and talk to them about that.
Right.
And go from there. But I have not looked that up or anything, so I'm not familiar with it.
Midsection corrosion. You know, my dad warned me about that when I started dating.
Yeah, I bet he did. So, you know.
437-1620. let us know if you have any thoughts, opinions, really inappropriate comments like I just made. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pep Talk. Got Stefan Schmidt in the building. 850-437-1620.
That's why I love you so much, Jake, because your filter's like my filter. Sometimes I say stuff and I go, wow, did I just say that?
Well, I'm not a full-time employee here at 92.3 anymore, so I can kind of get away with things. Maybe,
we're good with it. We're good with it. It's all right. So yeah, you have to have a lot of warnings in life, right? So
I'm like, don't call Jake back next week.
So yeah, I want you in here.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you know, we're going into the new year. So I heard you. I was listening to you the other day, and you were talking about people don't do New Year's resolutions.
It's starting to go away. People are against it now.
So why are they against it? Because they can't do it.
Yes, because we set ourselves up to fail, and they said, I think 90% by the time March 1st rolls around, 90% of people can't even remember what their New Year's resolutions were. So, yeah, it's just setting ourselves up for failure. So
I've really never done resolutions, but I always have kind of done that first day of the year kind of thing.
That's interesting, because now that explains my whole life, because usually on the first day of the year, I just lay around and eat.
See, there's
the
problem.
That's my whole life.
Yeah, so you need to kind of gauge that first day like you want the rest of your year to be. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I'm going to go out on the boat with you.
There you go. Let's go.
All right.
So we can do that. And, you know, when you do that kind of thing, it kind of sets the tone for the year, you know. So as we were breaking for our New Year's and Christmas break, we did a little party and stuff, and we had food and all that, and we were doing our What Did You Learn, and I asked them to do New Year's resolutions, and very few students had any New Year's resolutions. So I found that kind of interesting. When they came back to me, asked me what mine was, and basically mine was to keep on doing what I'm doing,
right,
which is trying to make myself better, keep moving forward, keep going to the gym, all those things, right? And I was starting to think about the age groups that we have, the 20-year-olds and stuff like that, and how to, help them move forward, you know? And it does seem to be a problem, not only with my class, but other classes. And, you know, most of the time I'm always positive in here. I'm trying to talk, and I don't want everybody to think my class is always glorious, always no problems, always that way. It's not the case. I have issues a lot of times with students and things like that, you know, and we have to work around all that. And you try to encourage, you try to guide them, you try to give them life experiences to help them move forward. And, you know, recently I had a student that I placed in the field. Working, they had graduated, and I placed them in the field. And you know, I got a phone call from where I placed them, and basically this student wasn't showing up for work on time, wasn't showing up to work, not making phone calls or text message. That's the big thing too, text message. I'm going to be late. You know,
right.
I mean, right? So that seems to be the case too.
Right.
It's easy to send a text message say I'm going to be late or I'm not going to be there and I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sick and you make a phone call, you may not sound sick,
right?
Right. So that's kind of a thing too, right? So that's another issue that we deal with. So, you know, this particular student was great in my class, done everything they're supposed to do on time, all the time, all those things. And then they get out into the field and it just crashes. And for the life of me, I can't understand that. It just, all this energy and stuff that, you know, I'll tell you, I pour a lot of energy into my students, a lot of love and energy into my students, trying to help them, guide them, working with my advisor councils and trying to get them jobs and stuff. And then you move them out into the field, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jake?
I would think that they started dating someone that maybe is taking their attention and time away from their responsibilities.
Is that one of your experiences? You know, I don't know.
No, sorry, honey. I love you. Sometimes, you know,
life comes around. I don't know.
Yeah, your spouse.
But there's no excuse for it.
No.
You know, because you have opportunities, right? And to me, when somebody gives you an opportunity, or people in general, a lot of people give or schools or, you know, other businesses give you opportunities, why in the world would you throw that away?
Yeah.
It just makes no sense to me. So I've been struggling with that you know, over the holidays trying to figure out, you know, to make sense of it.
So you don't know why? You're still speculating?
Well, or, I had conversations.
Okay.
You know, and talking to them and stuff, and it was no good excuses, you know. And it's just, to me, you know, when I get a job, okay, I'll guarantee you for, and I don't, it, unless I'm, I don't know, I've never been deathly sick over a job, you know, when I was working, but I would always, at least a year before I even try to take a day off.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You're proving yourself.
Prove yourself.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do, those kind of things, right? To make yourself valuable to the employer, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I have to teach that stuff in my class, you know? So what my, I guess what my message would be to anybody as you go into the new year, think about the opportunities that you have in front of you, the people that are around you that are helping you, you know, take advantage of that.
Ooh.
Take advantage of that and make it happen. What happened over there?
I don't know. The aliens are trying to communicate with us. I've been working here for over a year. I've never heard that sound ever before in my life.
I didn't hear it, so.
Okay, well, yeah, it hurt.
It did. Sorry about that. Was that in your headphones?
It was in my headphones. Okay. So hopefully the listeners did not hear that. If you didn't, then maybe they didn't.
Then we're good to go.
Ooh, ouch. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So you know, as you go into the new year, and I gave this basic same message, you know, to my students and things like that. You know, it's just take advantage of the opportunities that are ahead of you that are available to you. If you don't do that, and you continue to go down the same path you've always gone down, you know, you're going to end up with the same issues that you've always had.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And at 20 to 25 years old, that's when you're beginning a good opportunity in your life to have a good career. Mm-hmm. And if you take advantage of that, by the time you're in your 40s or 50s, you could possibly save some money, retire, and be, you know, in good shape at those at that point.
You'd be a millionaire, yeah.
Yeah, you could be if you put yourself to it, you know, if you put your mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put my mind to it. I tried to play the lottery. That didn't work. But anyway, you know, but I am a millionaire of sorts because all the things that I have going on around me in life. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy with that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're life rich.
Life rich. So that's right. A good thing. And you can be life rich and you can be, you know, rich. And sometimes if you're rich, you may not even be happy.
It might be the worst thing that could ever happen to
you. It could be. It could be. So as I'd
like to find out, though.
I would, too. You know.
Give me the money.
Yeah, no doubt. The the lottery's big this week.
$1.15 billion with a B.
I may have to throw a dollar.
Yeah, I might have to. Yeah,
so we may do that. I may not be back on the show next week.
Man.
No, seriously, I would be back on the show.
No, I'll invite you back because I'll own the station.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll be the Jake Show.
How long would it stay on air after that, Jake?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'd have the FCC beating down our door.
It'd be fun, though.
Yeah, it would be.
We're just having fun today. Sorry, guys. I was just hanging out. I got not a lot going on in school since I'm out. So I said, well, let's talk about this kind of stuff. So I am. 850-437-1620 is the number. We have a few minutes that you can call or text, ask me a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about the school over there. We're more than happy to answer that question as well. My program, what to expect, anything like that, 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So, you know, as you go into the new year, think about that, you know, the opportunities that are ahead of you. And take advantage of them. There's nothing wrong with that. Take advantage of them and start thinking about your future. I ask a lot of students as they come into my class, where are you going to be in life in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, give me some idea of what direction you want to go. It helps me to guide them, you know, in that direction, and it helps them to really start thinking about what they want to do.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the times when you get out of high school, if you don't go directly into a trade school or a university or go into the job market and you just kind of float, as some people do, you lose all that sense of I don't know, responsibility and you know, showing up on time and respecting your teachers and people around you and you know, utilizing the opportunities that are around you.
Right.
You kind of lose that sense and you just kind of go off and especially with these generations now, it's just like I don't see any sense of urgency or really just respect for anything.
Well, a lot of them are still living at home when they get out of high school and then they stay there. I was out the day after I graduated, I moved out. I was gone, you know. And I think a lot of times that's what it is. You get people still living in their parents' house till they're like 60 or something, you know?
Yeah.
So that happens too. It is a different world. And, you know, I want my listeners to know that I try to adjust to the daily things that goes on in my classroom. You know, I try to work with my students, and I try to adjust things and, you know, make things happen so everybody has the same opportunity, you know, if they're willing to put in the work to move forward.
Right.
You know, that's kind of the message, I guess. You know, if you want to do the work and want to make yourself, you know, successful, you can do it.
Is it a super competitive market, you know, getting into the, you know, the marine field, especially in terms of like, you know, service and repair?
Definitely is. I mean, you know, they want the best, right? Of course. But really what they want is they want people that are going to show up.
Yeah.
Or call you when they're not going to show up.
Right.
This particular business told me, you know, had they even just communicated with me, they may still have an opportunity, because I tried to salvage the situation and I couldn't salvage it. You know, sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. This doesn't happen all the time for us, you know.
Right.
But it's heartbreaking when you have somebody that, you know, is in the class and they're doing so well, and you're looking at them, you're going, yeah, this person is going to be awesome, you know, and something happens. Yeah. So
it's got to be some external factor that has nothing to do with, you know.
You just never know.
You never know.
You never know. And, you know, just got to try your best. You got to keep moving forward. You know, I mean, there are days where I shouldn't even show up for work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I show up.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know.
You're not feeling 100%, it, but
you're not feeling it. You got something going on in your life, you know, that's bothering you, and you still show up. And you still put on the face, and you still try to do the best you can, and you still try to keep moving forward.
Yep.
You know.
My parents, man, if their leg was coming off, they'd still be going to work.
Yeah, that's same with me and people around me, too, you know. Maybe you have a comment about that, 850-437-1620. You've got a couple minutes left. Maybe I'm way off the mark. Maybe things are different now and it's not going to happen. I don't know.
And it's a different world, too, in terms of, like, you know, kids can make money playing video games, which is, I've learned this recently, and it's just, it's fascinating to me how some people can be a celebrity and make millions of dollars by sitting and videoing themselves playing a video game.
Right.
That's their career. And they make millions.
I got the camera running today. I'm putting this up on YouTube. I'm looking for those avenues, right? I don't know if I'm going to be a millionaire, but, you know, maybe my video helps somebody out. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if some money comes up my way, that's good too. So I'm going to put a donate button on there.
just have it flashing in the corner.
Tip. You know, tip the teacher.
Yeah, we're giving you boating tips, and you can give us monetary
tips.
That's
right. You know, you never know.
Pastries or donuts, we'll accept anything.
Yeah, we'll do it. So, but yeah, you know, and it's like I said, it's been slow. You know, I had a great Christmas. You know, going into the new year, I don't go out on highways or the roads just New Year's Eve. I stay home.
Right.
Back in the day, we used to. I don't do that no more. I just stay home. Even if you invite me over to have a, you know, snacks and stuff, I'm staying at the house.
Right.
I just don't trust the drivers out there. I just don't trust who's on the road that night because, you know.
It's time to drink.
A lot of drinking, a lot of amateurs, those kind of things. So, to my listeners, be safe on New Year's, you know, New Year's Eve. Be careful what you do, you know. If you are drinking, get a ride home, you know. If you don't drink and drive, don't do all that stuff. Don't drink and boat.
Right.
That too. You know?
Yeah, that's a hard thing because some people don't, you know, they don't think, oh, well, you know, boating is just like being
boating
in a car.
The same thing. You can hurt a lot of people doing that. And, you know, and take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to you. And I think if you do those things, you know, you're going to start your year off well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So thank
you
all for listening today.
Yes.
And Happy New Year's to everyone. And I'll be back here next Friday. I don't know what I'm talking about, but we'll figure it out.
Exactly. We're professional around here.
That's right.
We hit all of our cues. All right. It's 10, 30, 12, 13, 14. See, we hit these by the nanoseconds here on this station. News Radio 92.3. This has been Boat Smart with Stephen Schmidt. Thank you so much, Stephen. It was great
to
see you.
Good seeing you, Jake.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Happy New Year's. Stay safe. Stay home if you can. We'll be right back with more after this.